let's do the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, volume 4, letter number 962. This starts off with Baruch Hashem. The date is the 27th of Adar Sheni, Tov Shin Aleph, in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is giving a title to Rav Moshe Yitzchak Hecht. He was the Shaliach in New Haven, over there. The Hecht family, but he is Moshe Hecht, Moshe Yitzchak, he was in New Haven. So the Rebbe opens up, peace and blessing. Your letter I received in time. Now, you suggested the suggestion that you made about uniting of the synagogues in New England to making a sort of a union of all the different of shuls. That's a very good suggestion, very, very much. But for various reasons, it's not the time yet. It's not the time hasn't come for that. And when we will meet face to face, we will discuss this at length. After you noticed to me, I sent a comforting letter to Mr. Such and Such, and certainly, and it would be proper to encourage him to add more strengths for the benefit of the yeshiva, to the benefit and as a remembrance to the soul of his father, may rest all of Ashalom. And also that he should print on his name a book of Sichas and Mamorim of the father-in-law, the Rebbe. That the great benefit and the privilege to the soul is unimaginable. And certainly you will find the proper words to explain him all this. I was very happy that the student, such and such, Yichya, is already in his home. And certainly he's going to be by you in the coming days. Explain to him the great obligation to set time for learning Torah and also for Chassidus. Those are the vehicles to get the good health physically, which comes after good health spiritually. You have good spiritual health, you get good physical. As far as the condition of the yeshiva goes, I already told you that for sure everything is going to be with success, and the vehicle for that, especially to hasten this, is by increasing the number of students and by adding more force to plant in their hearts fear of heaven and the actual performance of the mitzvahs. I was very happy for what you related about the conduct with the students in the past Purim, and certainly you'll do so during the Pesach days that come upon us in a fitting way. Tomorrow, God willing, I will be on the resting place on the Tzion of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, and I will mention you for great success in your physical matters and also in your holy work as my father-in-law has placed upon you. For certainly, for sure, emphasize for sure, he also gives you the possibility and this energy that to bring this from potential into actuality. With blessings of much success in your holy work, and that you should feel the great nachas that lies in this. So he was a very prominent shaliach in New Haven. Today, his children, one of his sons, they took it over. He's passed away, but he took it over. And his son and his daughters, it's a very prominent family. One of his children is now the rabbi in Eilat, the chief rabbi of Eilat. He was sent to Israel. And they're also related to the Krinsky family because Mrs. Hecht was a Krinsky. She was the Rabbi Krinsky's, again, and the Hecht, yeah. And there was an extended family. Rabbi Hecht was also J.J. Hecht.
Yeah.
Was a very big activist in Crown Heights. And he was, you know, right hand to the Rebbe. Many things that the Rebbe wanted to accomplish was full of energy, and He did a lot of good. He ran the what's called the National Committee for Furthering Jewish Education. And his children now all continue that. He's also passed away. So these are all, and you know, there's other Hecht's brothers over there that also very, very instrumental in a lot of things. And you know, they had a lot of times, financial hard times, yeah. You can see. They had a lot of hard times. I mean, it was your neighborhood. They had a lot of financial hard times, and the Rebbe kept on pushing them, encouraging them, and, you know, they made it through. And today, yeah. You know, it's Maven's a yeshiva. Mr. Bogart's, both of the sons teach there in the yeshiva.
Right.
And...
Hello.